This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 43 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're diving into the fifth episode of our Search Everywhere Optimization series with something that's happening all around you right now. I'm talking about voice search, those moments when someone says, "Hey, Siri, find a chiropractor who treats sciatica," or, "Okay, Google, what's the best chiropractor near me for back pain?" If you think voice search is just a novelty or something that only tech-savvy millennials use, I've got news for you. Voice search is revolutionizing how patients find healthcare providers, and most chiropractors are completely unprepared for it. Here's a statistic that should get your attention. Over 50% of adults now use voice search daily, and that number jumps to nearly 70% when people are searching for local businesses, including healthcare providers. Even more important for chiropractors, voice searches are 3 times more likely to be local intent searches compared to typed searches. When someone uses voice search to find a chiropractor, they're usually ready to make an appointment soon. Today I'm going to show you exactly how to optimize your practice for voice search so that when someone in your area asks their phone to find a chiropractor, your practice is the one that gets recommended. But first, let's look at a real-world scenario that perfectly illustrates why this matters. Imagine someone is driving to a conference in Dallas and starts experiencing some serious neck pain, maybe from sleeping wrong in a hotel bed the night before. While stuck in traffic, they use voice search to find help. They say, "Hey Siri, find a chiropractor near me who can see me today for neck pain." Within seconds, Siri gives them 3 recommendations, complete with phone numbers, addresses, and even tells them which offices are currently open. They call the first one, get an appointment that afternoon, and by evening, they're feeling much better. Here's the important part. They never typed anything into Google. They never visited any websites. They never read any reviews. They simply spoke to their phone and got exactly what they needed. This is how your patients are searching when they're in pain, when they're driving, when they're busy, or when they just want quick answers. And if your practice isn't optimized for voice search, you're invisible during these critical moments. Let me explain exactly how voice search works differently from traditional search, because understanding this difference is crucial for optimization. When someone types a search query, they typically use abbreviated keywords like chiropractor Austin or back pain treatment. But when someone uses voice search, they speak in complete sentences and natural language patterns. Where can I find a good chiropractor in Austin who specializes in back pain? Voice searches are longer, more conversational, and more specific. They often include question words like who, what, where, when, why, and how. And they frequently express urgency or specific needs. This means your content needs to be structured completely differently to capture voice search traffic. Let me break down the 5 key strategies for voice search optimization that every chiropractor needs to implement. Strategy number 1, target question-based keywords and phrases. Voice searches are almost always phrased as questions or conversational statements. Instead of optimizing for keywords like sciatica treatment, you need to optimize for phrases like, "What chiropractor near me treats sciatica?" "How do I find a good chiropractor for back pain?" "Where can I get help for my neck pain today?" "Who is the best sports chiropractor in your city?" The key is to think about the actual questions your patients ask you during consultations and then create content that answers those exact questions in the same language. For example, instead of a page titled Sciatica Treatment Services, create content that answers, "What should I do about my sciatica pain?" or How can a chiropractor help with sciatica? Strategy number two, create content using natural conversational language. Remember, people speak differently than they type. Your content needs to sound like a natural conversation, not a medical textbook. Instead of writing, "Our clinic provides comprehensive spinal manipulation therapy for lumbar disc dysfunction," write, "If you're dealing with lower back pain from a herniated disc, we can help. Our treatment approach combines gentle spinal adjustments with exercises that help you get back to your normal activities." The second version sounds like how you would actually explain this to a patient sitting in your office, and that's exactly the type of language that voice search algorithms favor. Strategy number three, optimize for local voice search patterns. Voice searches are heavily location focused, but people don't just say "chiropractor near me." They use a variety of local search patterns. Find a chiropractor in neighborhood name. Chiropractor close to landmark. Best chiropractor near local business or area. Chiropractor in city who takes insurance. You need to incorporate these natural location references throughout your content. Mention local landmarks, neighborhood names, nearby businesses, and even local events or characteristics that people associate with your area. Strategy number four, structure content for featured snippets. Voice assistants often pull their answers from featured snippets, those boxed answers that appear at the top of Google search results. To capture these, you need to structure your content in a way that directly answers common questions. Use formats like clear, concise answers within the first 50 words of a paragraph, numbered lists for step-by-step processes, bullet points for multiple options or symptoms, FAQ sections with direct question and answer formats. For example, if someone asks, "How long does chiropractic treatment take?" your content should include a clear, direct answer like, "Most chiropractic treatment sessions last 15 to 30 minutes, depending on the condition being treated and the techniques used." Strategy number five, ensure your business information is voice search ready. Voice assistants pull business information from your Google Business profile and other online directories. This information needs to be complete, accurate, and optimized for how people actually speak. Instead of just listing chiropractic services, include phrases like "chiropractor who treats sports injuries," "back pain specialist," or "family chiropractor." These match how people naturally describe what they're looking for. Also, make sure your hours, phone number, and address are accurate across all platforms, because voice assistants often provide this information directly without sending people to your website. Now, here's something fascinating I've discovered through testing voice search optimization with several practices. The results often happen faster than traditional SEO. While it might take 3 to 6 months to see significant improvements in traditional search rankings, voice search optimization can start driving results within 4 to 6 weeks. Why? Because there's less competition for voice search optimization right now. Most practices haven't adapted their content for conversational queries, so when you do optimize for voice search, you can quickly become the go-to answer for common questions in your area. Let me give you a practical example of how this works. I implemented voice search optimization for a client by creating content that answered common patient questions in natural language. One of the pieces I created for them was titled, "What should I do if my lower back pain won't go away?" Within 6 weeks, this content started ranking as a featured snippet for various voice searches related to persistent back pain. When people asked their voice assistants about ongoing back pain, this practice's information was frequently the first response. The result? They started getting calls from people who said things like, "I asked my phone about my back pain and it told me to call you." Here's the key insight. Voice search creates a more direct path from question to phone call. When someone types a search, they might visit multiple websites, read reviews, and research for hours or days before making a decision. But when someone uses voice search, they're often looking for immediate help. They ask a question, get a recommendation, and take action quickly. This makes voice search optimization incredibly valuable for chiropractors because people often use voice search when they're experiencing pain and need help right now. So how do you know if your current content is voice search ready? Here's a simple test you can do right now. Pick up your phone and ask it questions that potential patients might ask about chiropractic care in your area. Try variations like, what chiropractor near me treats, condition you specialize in? Where can I get help for a common symptom in your city? How do I find a good chiropractor for specific need? Listen to the responses. Is your practice mentioned? Are the answers pulling from your content? If not, that's your opportunity. But here's what's even more important. Pay attention to the language patterns the voice assistant uses in its responses. That's the type of natural conversational language you need to incorporate into your content. Now, I want to address something that some of you might be thinking. Dr. Mack, this sounds like a lot of work on top of everything else we've talked about in this series. You're right, there is work involved. But here's the thing about voice search optimization. It builds on all the other strategies we've discussed. If you've been following our series and implementing the AI optimization strategies from episode 41, you're already most of the way there. The conversational content that works for AI recommendations also works for voice search. If you've been creating comprehensive, patient-focused content as part of your local SEO tiers, you can adapt that content for voice search patterns. Voice search optimization isn't a completely separate strategy. It's an evolution of the patient-focused, conversational content approach we've been building throughout this series. Here's what I recommend as a practical starting point. This week, identify the 5 most common questions patients ask you during consultations. These might be things like, how long will it take for my pain to go away? Is chiropractic treatment safe? How much will this cost? How often will I need to come in? Can you help with my specific condition? Then create content that answers these questions using natural conversational language. Don't worry about being comprehensive. Just focus on giving clear, helpful answers in the way you would speak to a patient. Once you have those 5 pieces of content, test them using voice search. Ask your phone these questions and see if your content appears in the responses. This simple exercise will give you a foundation for voice search optimization and help you understand how to structure content for better voice search visibility. Remember, voice search is growing rapidly, but it's still early enough that you can gain a significant advantage by optimizing now. The practices that start voice search optimization today will have a major head start over those who wait. And if you're feeling overwhelmed by all the different optimization strategies we've covered in this series, traditional SEO, Google Business Profile Management, AI optimization, and now voice search, you're not alone. This is exactly why we developed our comprehensive Search Everywhere optimization approach at DC Rank. We handle all of these interconnected strategies as a unified system, ensuring your practice is visible wherever and however patients are searching. You can learn more about how we help chiropractors dominate traditional search, AI recommendations, and voice search at dcrank.com. That's dcrank.com. In our next episode, we're going to tackle something that affects every single strategy we've discussed, review management in the AI age. We'll explore how patient feedback now influences AI recommendations, voice search results, and traditional rankings, plus share systematic approaches for generating authentic reviews that build authority across all platforms. Because here's something most chiropractors don't realize. Reviews aren't just about social proof anymore. They're becoming a crucial ranking factor across every type of search, and the practices that master systematic review generation are going to dominate the patient acquisition landscape. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcasts, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.